CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, physician of the Pacific Research Institute, to guide me through the fresh news about the vaccine and about prevention of the virus spreading to you. We have what appears to be good news. CBS News reporting that Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective in kids age 5 to 11. This is news to me, so I'm going to explore. The vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner, BioNTech, already is available for anyone 12 and older. But with kids now back in school and the extra contagious Delta variant causing a huge jump in pediatric infections, many parents are anxiously awaiting vaccinations for their young children. In addition, Pfizer, more news. Pfizer is saying that the third shot, the Pfizer third shot for all, the FDA is expected to make a decision within hours. This week, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee will meet this week to discuss a third booster shot for those who are vaccinated with the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Last week, FDA Advisory Committee voted against recommending the Pfizer booster shot for everyone already vaccinated. However, the panel did endorse an alternative plan to administer boosters to those 65 and older. That's me, Henry. So I'm keen on this mixed decision-making on Pfizer. One more detail about Pfizer, because you've brought this to my attention. This is the esteemed New England Journal of Medicine. Protection of BNT162B2, otherwise known as Pfizer BioNTech, booster against COVID-19 in Israel. This is a study dated July 30th, 2021, and I need Henry's help to interpret, but it all looks like positive information. Dr. Miller, a very good evening to you. Pfizer's on a winning streak. Is that accurate? Good evening to you.
Yes, John, it is. And they have been slightly ahead of Moderna, which produces the other messenger RNA vaccine all along. But Moderna continues to move along as well. The J&J vaccine, of course, uses a different technology and requires only a single dose. Before I get into this, though, let me say, for your listeners' benefit, for those who don't know you personally, you are very young, over 65.
Well, thank you, Henry. Getting younger every time we talk, Henry.
that's good. The publication you alluded to in the New England Journal of Medicine, protection of the Pfizer vaccine booster against COVID-19 in Israel, is an important one, John, because it really validates the efficacy of a booster dose, a third dose, beyond the those first two that were the original schedule for the Pfizer vaccine. And what this study involved was an evaluation in persons in Israel who were 60 years of age or older and who had received a second dose of the vaccine, that is in the regular schedule, at least 5 months earlier. And these were people who were given a third dose, a booster dose. And their analysis was of two kinds. So the primary analysis was to look at the confirmed COVID-19 infections and also the rate of severe illness. That was the primary analysis. The secondary analysis was the rate of infection, comparing infections 4 to 6 days after the booster dose, which is before the booster dose would have taken maximal effect, and compared it to the rate of infection at least 12 days after the administration of the booster when it would have had virtually full effect. And the results were very striking. The at least 12 days after the booster dose, the rate of confirmed infection was lower in the booster group than in the non-booster control group by a factor of more than 11-fold. And the rate of severe illness was lower by a factor of almost 20-fold. So that's very striking. In the secondary analysis, which was a look at the rate of confirmed infections at least 12 days after the booster dose. It was lower than the rate of 4 to 6 days after the booster dose, which again would have been before the full immunization effect would have occurred. It was lower by a factor of 5.4. So that's very striking. The booster dose is extremely effective, at least in this cohort of people who are over 60 years of age.
And the Pfizer is now advised for a third booster in Israel. And I've heard talk of this same decision-making in Europe, although I'm not sure when I come to the Britain whether it's AstraZeneca or Pfizer or others. But this idea of a third booster puzzles me, because when we come to the FDA decision, they're holding back. Is it because of supplies, Henry? What is the negative about a third booster for people under 60?
Well, recall that FDA did recommend a booster dose for people over 65,
right,
people who are immunocompromised or who are at very high risk of severe disease. So that pretty much comports with the Israeli findings. I think, you know, if you look at the discussion of the FDA advisory committee, there were a number of different kinds, wholly different kinds of reservations. So some were concerned that if the boosters were given to people above the age of 12, between, say, 12 and 30, young people, that the incidence of side effects, such as cardiomyocytes, inflammation of the heart muscle, might be greater than the advantages in that population of a third dose. And then there was some political posturing going on about whether it's morally justified to give a third dose with an incremental benefit to residents of the U.S., while in some parts of the world there's an acute shortage of vaccine, a complete absence in some places. But that's a political question and not a scientific one. And so I'm going to be agnostic on that.
Come to masks, Henry, because the shots are coming. The shots are here. It's all a miracle with masks. You have for some time been a champion on recommending masks, masks, masks. I have from Bloomberg a sharp study this morning that helps everyone understand. If an uninfected person wears a mask, the relative reduction of the risk of infection is 67%. If an infected person wears a mask, the rate of infection of someone else is down 75%. And if everyone wears a mask, uninfected and infected, the success is 92%. Henry, this isn't even close. It isn't even close. And there are all these arguments about it, mask and not mask. This is very straightforward for adults to understand. And the hesitation is now the puzzle to me. 92% for everybody being masked, Henry.
John, as you said, this is very straightforward. this is like discussing whether using an umbrella when you go out in a rainstorm prevents you from getting wet. Masks work. The better the mask, the better it works. And the least good masks, which are still pretty effective, are cloth masks, which are multi-layer. And then you have the hospital quality masks, the blue paper ones, that are quite good. And then you have the N95s, which are the best. And when they're fitted tightly, they reduce the probability of getting an infectious dose very effectively, as those numbers that you've just cited suggest.
Dr. Henry Miller, a physician, he is at the Pacific Research Institute, guiding me through these days of vaccines in all directions and masks right in front of us. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.